audio podcast is recording. Everyone. They don't know that we are having a special guest tonight. Actually, you could argue that Kevin's really our special guest because he's dead. He's back from the dead
tonight.
Yeah,
he's back from...
Like, Kevin, that's super impressive.
In Wichita or whatever.
Oh, wait.
Where were you?
Branson, Missouri.
We weren't.
I can prove it.
Hold on.
I don't think you could, actually.
I'll have to look at them.
Should I say my irrational...
Now the podcast audio is really recording. Now let's get the stream up.
Stream!
This is
so I do the nipple irrational fear.
This is kind of the stuff that I edit out in the podcast.
I'm done.
Okay, so that's ready. I can bring this over here. All right.
Murph.
That looks good. Lose the glasses.
I don't know why, but every time I think of that, it gets funnier.
I saw it in your solar again.
All right, chaps, we're streaming.
You turned on...
Yes.
You had closed captions on the whole time?
Eli!
Eli!
This song actually fit, because I feel like it actually fit our podcast the best. You know?
It sounds kind of like Fantastic.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's
fun. So we have a special guest tonight, Kevin. He's back from the dead.
I'm back from the dead.
And should I say, like, Kurt?
Three times.
Because he's like Beetlejuice. Kurt.
Beetlejuice.
You have to say Kurt.
That's
times.
Usually when, you know, they would appear, is after you've
I
said their name
stuck.
Three times.
I'm stuck.
that's enough of Eli.
Oh, I'm alive.
Thank you, Eli, for that.
Kurt,
yo,
I can't believe you're here.
Oh, here with Kurt. And
oh no, what a surprise.
He's gonna get hurt. I'm trying to
wrap. Kurt, you're here?
You called my name three times, so I'm gonna kill you three times.
Sit on the arm.
Sit on the arm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So, scoot.
Wait, you're gonna sit on the... You guys are all skinny bastards.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm gonna sit on the...
Oh, Jesus
wait,
Christ.
Why? You can all fit
I like
there.
Having armor.
Hang on, there's Kevin. Kevin's barely visible.
Am I?
You're just invisible. You're just like transparent, actually.
Okay. Well,
Shout out to Eli.
Wait, let me see this framing. I gotta see this framing. See how
that was
framing.
Right, because you said I'm clear, and then you said Eli.
Oh, okay. Well, it shows a little bit more of me than I
I'm so tall.
I'm gonna fix it, actually. Sorry, street people watching the stream.
Yeah, actually, we get four people in here.
Blatant unprofessionalism.
I was really confused.
We get five.
I was really confused at first because I did not notice that was there. I thought that would have been what we were filming.
No,
so
that's
like,
what it was last
so
week.
I'm
we
this. I'm like, I was this. I'm like, is the chair gonna hide me?
So
like,
Kevin, since you've been dead, you went like to hell or something.
But
and
before
had,
you
had
died,
come back.
Before you died, you said you had a story.
Yeah, before you died, you said
yeah,
you had a story.
That's true.
I did
story,
say,
Kevin.
I was about to die, and then I was like. Okay. This
have
is.
Have you seen Blade Runner?
Yes.
Oh, he can buttonity.
He knows how to.
You had a but. You can buttonity.
I am confused. Help.
Okay. You've seen Blade Runner, though.
You've seen Blade Runner, so you know how to buttonity.
Sure, I.
You know you do.
I
you
don't.
No, you
if
do.
That's a reference to a certain part in the movie.
Okay, okay.
It's the end credits.
Okay, so
I'd have to.
All right, crazy story, and it'll work especially if you remember a specific someone. Now, Alec,
your hot cousin.
Directed.
I just found out about her today.
Okay, directed towards you. Do you remember the Flame Reach podcast? Okay.
Which one was that again?
Okay. I know. But the Flame Reach podcast.
I have trouble remembering.
How many listeners do we have for the Flame Reach podcast? At least last time you checked.
Last time I checked, it was probably around 20.
Okay.
Subscribers to the feed.
Thousand.
Yeah. Do you know?
Dude.
Do you know of any subscribers earlier on that named Mystic Tim?
Yes.
He's my uncle. And he's been listening this entire time.
Oh, da-da-dun, 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 da-da-dun. He followed me on Twitter. Oh, my God, that all makes sense. Because I was wondering who that guy was.
He doesn't like you very much, by the way.
He doesn't like me very much?
Well, he's warming up to you.
What?
At the beginning, he thought you were
We're like characters to him, though. That's so cool.
Wait, he thought I was...
He only knows you. He knows you almost as well as I do. It's creepy.
Wait, okay.
He's like, yeah, that one guy.
Podcast listeners, am I annoying?
Yep. Okay, he said.
What did you say about me?
My heart.
He said. Okay, again, he has not heard any comments in your pocket.
Okay. Oh. I am annoyed.
I don't even care about his opinion.
Yeah. No. His opinion's automatically invalidated. I don't care anymore.
But sounds like because you weren't on a lot of the earlier episodes, and he's barely catching up right now on the play. But like
you told him to, you directed him to the correct podcast, right?
Again, like Rachel, he's like, I'm a completist. I'm like, oh my god, stop being. Okay, that's fine, because I'm a completist too. Just stop listening to the Flame Reach podcast.
Just don't do it.
Like,
you're probably like, waiting for it to get good. That never happens.
It never happens. Comments in your pocket is the redemption, you know? You should just stop watching. So a crazy story, right? And so he told me, he's like, hey, so.
This whole time, he never told you.
So he walks up, and because, you know, I see him, it's the first day I'm actually seeing him, and he's like, and he's talking about it. He's like, hey, so. He's like, hey, so.
Necrophilia.
No. Shut up. We're going to move on. So, man, I haven't even said anything about that. Shame on you.
If you, the more you keep your mouth shut, the more vague of a reference it's going to be.
So, I'm keeping it that way. So he just brings up randomly, like, he's like, hey, so. He's like, just as a joke, because it was it's a family reunion I went to. He's like, hey, so, you know, we should watch, like, a Tarantino marathon? And I'm like, ha, 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 no freaking way. and then he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, you ranked him at one point, didn't you? I'm like, how in God's name would he know that I ranked my Tarantino movies? Because we send letters back when we had, like, a cool, like, letter
writing. Did he just
assume
that you,
yeah.
that you knew that he listened? Did you just assume that?
I actually don't know exactly if he knew that I knew.
Wait, I need, this is bothering
you
me,
know
and
that
it's,
I know
and it's gonna bother me for the rest of my life. Why? What's his justification for thinking I'm annoying? Like, what was his reasoning? That's all I need to know.
Let's see,
you're freaking annoying, Alec.
No, because I want it, because, like, I
was like, who's that one guy, Alec?
Yeah, he's annoying.
No, because if I am annoying, I
he's
need
old.
To know
like
what I'm...
He's loud and he's old.
What I need to know what I'm doing that's annoying so I can stop
no,
it.
Is, every he, time you he, talk, he just says his hearing aid just off.
He's not old.
No, okay. what was his justification?
Uncle Tim, like, months from now when you finally catch up, you're... I
what was his justification?
Old. Not old. Not old. It wasn't much. I was just like... I was more like taking notes. I'm like, really? what else?
You know what person I really found interesting? That Tamlin character. I thought he was one of the most interesting parts of. Don't kick that!
I'm not kicking
don't
that.
Don't kick that. You pick it up.
So,
you ruined everything.
Okay. Okay, he did find Tamlin entertaining. He's like.
Your face.
He found Tamlin entertaining.
Oh my goodness.
If Tamlin ever hears this,
He won't, because he's not here.
I will never hear the end of it.
Well, Tamlin's not on this podcast,
so he'll never
hear
it.
That's what I just
said.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Solved.
But if Tamlin ever heard that, I would literally never hear the end of it.
Keeping Tamlin's ego from him since 2009.
Ding! 2009.
Well, from me, anyway.
Okay.
So, it wasn't really a specific thing. It was just, like, kind of at first... That one guy, Alec? Yeah, he was the worst. God, that guy sucked. Okay, no, he just, I think he felt like it was just you, like interacting with other people, you just, I think it was just your tone of voice, I think, your kind of hectic tone of voice, just like,
you're loud.
What? You throwing the wall? And then he's like, dude, holy crap. So he's like, I will say he's gotten a lot better.
I never do that.
He's like,
are you sure
he's
you
like,
didn't
I'm,
get him mixed up with Jacob?
I was gonna say,
what?
Yeah, no. I'm sure. I kind of specified who everyone
we,
was.
We have
he likes rowing.
Okay, his opinion, like the
how
value,
did he know
just
who
like
Rowan was.
Because she was on the podcast.
No, she wasn't.
Okay, but
she wasn't though.
She was more in the earlier days, and I don't think he's gone far past the really early
oh,
days.
So he has no real frame of reference then.
Not a whole lot.
I'd barely been on then.
And our early episode is like 4 hours long. I mean, for crying
out loud.
For crying out loud, like he listens to like one in like a month.
Yeah.
Like that's why. So I told him, I said, please just don't listen.
I call him out on the podcast at one point. I'm like, Mythic Tim, I have no idea who you are. Like, I don't know if you remember me saying that, but
yeah, I know.
I was like, Mythic Tim, I have no idea who you are, but you're.
That's why I was so surprised. He's like, I'm Mythic Tim.
I'm Mythic Tim.
No, literally, I'm like, you're the.
Oh, that's like, it's like finding out.
How much have you listened
to? See, it's
what
all
do you know.
It's almost like finding out that Lava is actually Rachel, but we already knew that, so it wouldn't be surprising.
It's like that, except
like, no,
not.
Rachel would try to make it super, super like dramatic. She'd be like, guys, I have something I want to tell you. I am actually Lava. And we'd just be like, we already knew that. We all knew that you
the
were Lava.
Surprise of literally no one ever. Yeah, craziest thing. So he's talking about me about the podcast in general. He's like, yeah, no, this is not, yeah, you guys should make them shorter. This is not. I'm like, yeah, okay, the Comedy Central podcast has way more structure. He's like, yeah, I noticed. He's like, he's just going, he's like, I'll be honest, at first I was kind of like, this is kind of crap. I'm like, no, it's okay, you can say that, it is.
No, yeah, there's no one that understands this, that we're crap better than we do.
I'm like,
because we're in the crap.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we are the crap.
We can smell it from where
we're
at.
Yeah, we can smell it. It's like, no one knows you need to take a shower better than you do.
It's okay. You know, and so I told him, I said, so just know that we do get better. And it's called Comments in Your Pocket. Okay.
We get better by throwing that podcast in a burning trash can
and then
making a new one.
So, you know, like that. And so I just thought that. I had to get that off my chest. That's
your tits. I had to get it off my tits.
Which leads into Sam Slade's irrational fear of nipples.
But you didn't end your story
my baby stolen tits.
Okay. My irrational fear was that I thought when I was a kid that my nipples would fall off.
That's
I had to get that off my tits, I'm sorry.
Wait. You thought your nipples would fall off?
I thought there's a possibility it could happen.
Wait, how did that ever enter your brain?
Why is
that
a fear?
Because again, I was so young that I was just like, what if they just got scratched off or something?
Whoa!
Like I'm climbing a tree or something and they just got scratched off. I was a kid.
Oh my god.
That was a fear, not like spiders or like.
I don't have any real fears. That was my fear as a kid.
Cars or, you know, sharks.
A man who fears his own nipples.
Yeah.
Sam.
Well, it's the same thing.
Sam Slade,
keep
your stupid comments in your pocket.
Welcome to the Comments in Your Pocket podcast. I am Alec, joined by Sam Slade, Kurt.
With special guest.
Special guest Kevin and Kurt.
Yeah.
I think we should play
specialized
theme.
When I say, yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, not now. It's too late now.
No, let's redo it. All right, for the podcast.
No.
Oh, no, I can't do it now.
Next time. We will do this.
Yeah. That is more awesome. Like, welcome to the...
Yeah, once the keep your stupid comments in your pocket, boom.
Yeah. So then, well, that would be perfect, because then whoever's running the podcast can just, like, welcome to the comments in your comment pocket.
Yeah.
Comments.
Yes, that one. We're changing the podcast, guys. Jumping ship.
Something is very wrong.
It's Kurt! I'm telling you, it's Kurt!
I'm just ruining it.
No, okay.
I'm calling you out on every mistake.
So if you guys listened last week, we talked about how Kurt was coming back this week because Kevin was supposed to be gone. Then I found out Thursday of last week that Kevin was actually going to be here. And I was like, well, I've already promised the world the second helping of Kurt.
Volume 2.
And so I can't take that away from them. But if you want to be like a guest on our Kurt podcast, then you can.
This is the Kurt podcast now.
Kurt, you're the central character here.
Comments,
I mean, I'm sitting in the center.
Kurt's in your
pocket. This is something me and Alec figured this out the other day. That whenever you do one of those things, it's like, you know, comments in your Kurt, like that kind of joke.
Yeah.
The second one's always the funniest. Because the first one's funny, and then the next one
and
is
then
funnier.
The next one's funnier.
Yeah.
It's always
just,
that way.
It's weird.
Kurt, I mean? I'm pissed off at you.
Oh.
I'm mad. I have beef with you. I listened to the recording of last week's podcast. I edited it, so I heard what you said when I was out of the room.
Yep. What did I say?
You guys played D&D, and I haven't been invited yet. What the hell, Kurt? I walk out of the room. I walk out of the room for 30 seconds, and then like I'm listening to the podcast. I'm like, oh, I wonder what they said while I was outside of the room. And then Kurt was like, or and Sam says like, oh, so how's D&D? And I was like, and then my mind's just like, they play D&D, and
D&D. Kurt plays D&D.
He plays it without me too, though. So.
No, that's
you've been invited though,
Patrick.
I've been kind of invited.
Like it's like, dude, want to come? 5 minutes ago?
No, well, yeah. the first time you mentioned it...
Well, no, I can't, actually, because it was 5 minutes ago.
Oh, you can really? You can come now. Ask me again, like 2 hours
yesterday.
Well, the first time you mentioned it to me a while or whenever, it was like, oh, yeah, sorry, we just did that, like, yesterday, or we're doing it, like, in an hour, so...
Yeah, apparently it's always yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't...
That's the worst times, though.
And that's what I walked into, because I remember walking into that conversation having no idea what it was about, because I walked into... It's always yesterday. Ha ha ha. What? Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, Alec. You'll never find out the truth.
That's what happened. Kurt, I'm so mad.
Oh, well, so I mean, mad. Like, if you want an invitation to our... I'm trying to have, like, 5 or 6 people. It's probably going to be way too much, actually, now that I think about
it. I can tell you about it.
It's already a lot with Sam if he joins.
The day after it happens, if you'd like. That's the best I can do. I'm sorry. It's like the opposite of tornadoes.
I didn't know that would offend you. Inverted. Blame Sam for bringing it up so we talk about it so we can figure it out.
It pissed me off.
Don't blame me.
Okay, so, guys.
She's the worst person.
So, Rachel's gone. She's in Las Vegas. She's not in America
she's
right
she's
now.
Dead.
Which
okay.
means
she can't stop us.
She can't stop us from making fun of her all podcast.
That's true.
So
let's
preface this with we love Rachel. She's great.
Well, I wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna say
it's already started.
Rachel,
don't get ahead of yourself. I wasn't gonna say that.
What I was gonna say was that me and Alec Bro dated this week on several occasions. One of them was we went with Rachel to this pirate extravaganza.
She
thing.
Totally left us on our own, too. Like, we were so left to fend for ourselves.
Was that the that thing you mentioned Billy was going to go to, too?
Yeah.
Or
that we missed Billy because Billy showed up late and we were like, Billy, we got to go. Billy, show up. No, Billy's not showing up till after we leave.
Oh.
Yep.
That's exactly how that happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Billy, you know what? If you're watching right now, I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beef.
Yeah, beef.
Salty beef.
Salt.
Steak. Salty
vinegar.
Beef. Salty steak! But, okay, anyway. So, yeah, Samson and I, we went on a little, like, call it a wilderness, like, it was almost like a wild safari, because we were able to observe the Rachel in her natural habitat.
Yeah.
There was booze, there was pirates, drinking booze.
Which, that's all Rachel is a pirate.
That drinks booze, yes.
And she's a ginger sometimes.
And
sometimes.
When she's not doing those, she's just a regular ginger.
But, alright, so Samson and I get there, and so the what I was expecting, I've been to the Renaissance Fair twice.
She wants to
spank
us, first off.
Well, I'm getting to that. First I want to talk about hot chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the most important takeaway from this entire thing.
That's why I was going, in the first place.
Was hot chicks.
Yeah, she promised that,
and so we go there, and so I'm expecting typical. No offense, Renaissance Fair girls, but in my experience, I haven't seen a whole lot of Renaissance Fair girls that I was super attracted to. I'm not saying that they don't exist. They're not fairies, but
they're
fucking leprechauns.
No, have you ever met Nathaniel? Leprechauns are real. Don't give me that crap.
No, he is
a leprechaun. Yeah.
Confirmed.
Sorry, Nathaniel, leprechaun, you're a leprechaun. If I was a leprechaun, I'd totally run with it.
I've absolutely called him leprechaun.
he just nods.
So I'm expecting your typical Renaissance Fair girls, which are for the most part they're usually older. They're a little saggier.
Old fat.
Yeah.
The difference between the sag there and the sag here at the pirate thing is corsets.
No, they have corsets at the Renaissance Fair too.
They must be better at the pirate thing because the sag.
We get there. There are so many attractive women there.
It's true.
And I was like blown out of the water by a cannon shot by a hot pirate chick because there are hot pirate chicks everywhere.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, see, there was a lot more than we would have expected. That was the main
thing. That's what really blew.
Because we would have just been like, yeah, it's this dumb pirate thing. There's going to be mostly dudes, some women. They're not going to be attractive.
And so the first thing that happens to us as we walk up.
I assume the opposite. I assume mostly women.
The first thing that happens...
Because women like pirates, dude.
Which is, we were talking about, on our way, like, after the pirate thing, like, we had this conversation, what is sexy about pirates?
Yes.
Historically,
They are terrible people. Like, they're no
rapists.
Like, they're rape and plunder and murder and steal.
Like, none of those are good things. Like, they would take captives onto their boat, have every member of the crew rape them until they're dead, and then throw their bodies overboard. Like, there is literally nothing sexy about that.
I don't know. I'm getting turned on.
Dude, I this is Sam say, don't rub that too much. I might come on.
I know. It's getting stressed off.
For the podcast listeners, Sam Slade was just rubbing his nipple.
Yep.
No, they're all watching right now. They all know what they're looking at.
No, but they...
Well, some people might be going on iTunes, though.
Yeah, no, because actually, like, Rachel because will only listen over iTunes. So that's why I... Today I caught up. Today we're all caught up. We're now caught up on iTunes. I don't know if I told... Were you there for that? No. Yeah, we're caught up on iTunes now. Cool. To the most recent podcast. So, welcome iTunes listeners. This won't be uploaded till like June of next year, but welcome podcast listeners of last year. Thank you for joining us. But so we're at this pirate thing, and the first thing we see is a fabled legend, the Booty Queen.
Booty Queen, dude.
Booty Queen?
What?
So, Rachel, like,
is she related to the Sassmaster in any way?
She might be. She's probably her mother. But we've heard many stories about the Booty Queen. Legends. Legend stories tells. About how the she...
Legends tell.
She flogs your butt. That's what she's known for.
Well,
you
she
go
puts
there.
You in stocks, and then she flogs
your butt. And then she flogs your butt.
Yep.
And so she introduces us, because Rachel
she's
got
the
flogged.
First attraction there.
Yeah, literally, she's like what welcomes you there. She's like, arr, yeah. Oh,
you
why don't
get spanked?
Why don't you come over here and I'll give you a good flogging on your booty? And we're like, ah, no.
It's our first day.
Yeah, no, like, and she offered us.
Can
rum.
I take you to dinner first?
She was like, she offered us rum and a good spanking, like at the same time. We're like, no, we're
well,
gonna
like,
go.
First
see.
We were like,
you can
know,
drink
like,
the
well,
rum
here.
While you're getting the spanking.
They're like, here, have a drink first, then you'll want to get spanked.
And our reaction was like, well, let's see the rest of it before we come back here. So.
Bye.
Yes. Yeah, and then we got away from there.
We'll be
like walking away. I am so turned on.
And then,
yep.
And then we met. Well,
Rachel's already there.
Probably my favorite guy that we met all weekend. This dude named Ryan.
Dude, shout out to Ryan.
Shout out
the
to Ryan,
pirate.
That guy, he's a legit pirate, and he's the broiest.
He rapes people.
Kevin, you would have loved this guy because he was like.
Right after
this. I know.
You, Kevin, you especially would love this guy.
He raped me.
He murders
you would
and
love,
rapes.
He and murders him. You would I, love him.
That no, is a good man.
He is a legit pirate, though. I thought about it more.
He lost his own eye. He ripped it out.
Cut off
his own leg.
No, because
he
swashes his
he
own
He never
buckles.
Broke character once. The whole time we were there, and we saw him for most of the time we were there.
Yeah.
Not once did he break character. There was one point.
What degree of character?
Like he was like he was he had pirate slang that
pirate
never heard.
Had an awesome costume,
okay,
awesome
slang,
costume. Like but like real stuff. Like he had like a real sword on.
Yeah,
real life.
Yeah, looked like a pirate.
Talked like a pirate, and yeah, looked like a pirate. I guess
talks normal. Hey guys,
but he wasn't
going.
Like Daniel Day Lewis.
No.
He wasn't like what is this darn cell phone?
No, there was that. That's what I was gonna say.
Wait, guys! Lava is in the stream. Rachel's watching.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Lava.
I don't know.
Sorry. I had to break the stream for that, because, Lava, this is what we normally do when we're not playing Halo.
Yeah.
I'm watching the chat, by the way, so you got that going
Lava,
for you.
Lava, welcome back.
Okay, anyway, so keep going. I just
Here's
wanted to
welcome,
all right.
welcome this
Lava.
This isn't breaking character. I don't count as breaking character because of the reaction he had to it. He pulled his phone out at one point for a brief, like, moment, and he said, Yar, I told them not to be calling me today. One time. But he still was in character.
But that's
when
not really breaking character. That's
yeah.
like... Breaking character within the normal.
Like they went into the restaurant and he was the same thing. He was the same pirate guy.
Same pirate guy.
Yeah.
But the whole thing, the thing I remember this guy for is the entire time Sam Slade and I were there, he was trying to get us laid.
So he could watch.
And what we put together is that he actually watched Rachel get laid last year. And he did like
you remember
tradition.
The Jack Sparrow fellow
because he by his own terms he is spliced like he's locked in, he's married.
Spliced means married, by the way.
We found that out. Legit pirate term.
Yep.
Spliced.
I'd be spliced.
I no he like
no straight up.
He the way he asked us, he's
I'd
like
be spliced
I'd
myself.
He's like yeah, either ETB spliced and we're like,
are you spliced? Are you spliced?
I don't.
I don't know.
I'm not a splicer.
What's splicing?
I don't
like,
splice.
And he was like, you're tied the knot.
I only splice recreationally.
Well, wait. What color was his hair?
I never saw his hair.
Like
he was always
brown. I'm going by his beard here.
Light is brown.
Okay. So his pirate name was like Brown Beard McPoop Deck or something, right?
I just Ryan the Pirate. I guess.
Ryan the Pirate. But no, we met him and he was trying to hook like the entire time. Like, already see those
wanted,
two girls
know,
over there.
Okay, I pulled down 30. Pretty
you guys
much
want to?
Whoa! I got a story for you too. So what? How do you think Sam Slade is when it comes to interacting with girls? Like, how, what would you gauge?
Oh, you
him?
Cannot judge this.
Yes, I can.
Like,
yes, again. I'm judging you. I'm judging
on
you hard,
one, that thing.
Hard and fast.
On that one time,
that was so bad.
That wasn't
no,
bad.
I was
it
terrible.
Was just talking to them.
No,
I got her name.
How do you guys think Sam Slade is? With
Sam
women?
Probably says hello, and then they just pull out their hair dryers and start waving off their panties. Like it's like
Don't acknowledge it.
What are you saying? You're
don't saying? You guys are horrible at this not yep. acknowledging things.
Yep. Well, okay, no, but he was saying something and he stopped. I was not saying anything. He was. Kurt?
Well, no,
don't acknowledge
it.
Okay,
what
would you say?
How
much longer do you have?
An hour and a half.
Does anybody really?
Go away.
Yep.
Believe it or
go
not,
away.
There's someone listening
yeah,
right
we
now.
We have a viewer right now. Go away.
We're talking about the Sam Slade, right? Okay, so I
you
think
can't close this one time, Alec.
Okay, I think
I was just so disappointed in you, and I was more disappointed
because
I was dragged into it. Yeah. Okay. And
okay.
Did the hair dryer break?
I think you would be
people die.
Summoned to the effect of to eat, just walks up, looks down. Okay.
Walks away.
Sam Slade just comes back with, like, he's drenched in vaginal juice.
Completely submerged. he just...
just takes a chair.
No.
I guess that was a success.
They're like walking to a
so,
room together, and then
like
walk 2 seconds
so
later.
I got a yarn
it's like
to
spin.
It's like
she wasn't very turned on.
I got a yarn to spin for y'all. So we're sitting there and we're talking with this pirate guy, and Samson and I both noticed this very attractive young brunette walk by.
Not dressed up as a pirate.
Not dressed up as a pirate. She's with a blonde friend, also attractive,
not
but
really.
not as attractive as
that
the
was
brunette.
Yours.
No, dude, that brunette that was so. You're blonde. You don't get the brunette. I'm brunette.
I get the brunette because I'm blonde.
No, that's racist.
I called dibs. You heard me. I said dibs.
Anyway,
that's what started it.
Anyway,
very loudly, dibs,
dibs, dibs,
dibs. So she knows too.
No, all right. That pirate guy turned me and Sam Slade into the sluttiest.
Oh yeah, no,
two
that's
people.
The thing. We became really slutty by the end of it.
Yeah,
we,
by
we
the end of it, like
ourselves.
He started off as just kind of like pointing out girls, and like by the end of it, he didn't need to do anything. Sam Slade and I'd be like, oh dude, that girl over there, like
let's go take a picture.
Let's go take a picture with her.
Dude, what are you?
I took a picture with this aerial chick.
She was so hot.
She was
and that blonde chick.
Yeah, we can link dump it if you want.
Link dump, hot chick. Ariel, if you're listening to this, you're really hot.
Blonde chick, if you the one
Ariel,
to my
I'm
left,
single.
In the picture,
dibs.
I'm dibs on the blonde.
No,
you can take
my, no! You don't
just
get the brunette
Ariel.
And the blonde!
Ariel, you're hot.
Choose
I
one.
Want her!
I get
Ariel, I just want to point out, I'm more single than the other guy with the brown hair, so maybe not as single as the guy with the blonde hair.
But shut up, you're wearing a gay hat. Don't talk to me like you can get women.
It's not a gay hat.
That's a Samuel Jackson hat, dude.
It actually is.
Oh, it is.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sorry, Sam Jackson. I'm going to die from that. That's going to get
me if you're watching this.
Yeah.
You know who
anyway,
to kill.
So we walk up to these
his
two
ladies. His name is Alec Ryan. He lives on.
He's watching right now. He's just like.
So we see these girls walk by, and the pirate's like, "Arr, why don't you go talk to them?" And I was like, "No, I don't have any."
No,
because
see, like, at that point, he was like challenging me because I said
he was challenging both of us because like he was like, "Yar, do I need to get you some courage water for ye?" and so like he was kind of like challenging us, and we were like, let's,
"I was like,
let's
fine,
go.
I had to drag you."
No,
yes, no,
that's
let,
not
let me tell at this point because I said, "Okay, I'm going." I started to walk. And then I know she had a friend. I was like, "Alec, you have to go with me. She has a friend."
I didn't want to go. It was.
Okay, but
they travel in packs.
They travel.
Yeah. No. All right. So Sam's like, I begrudgingly because he was like, I'm more of a window shopper. Like, I'm not the type.
I can't
person.
Deal with that dude.
So Sam Slade and I go up and talk, and I was like, as we walk up, I'm like, Sam Slade, you're gonna do the talking. Like, I have no interest here. You're gonna be the one that does the talking.
That's because the blonde was yours.
Exactly, and I had no interest in the blonde. So if I have
so
no
you
interest,
admit you didn't have the brunette.
Sure, fine. That's well, that's why that
like,
happened.
Oh, dude.
Anyway, so Sam Slade goes up. This girl. So it's on a beach, right?
Here's the thing, though.
No, shut the hell up. We're all, it's on a beach, right? And so
hey, so
there's
water.
Hey, so
there's a salty
and
on, smell
that's
there.
Dude, on the sand, they had these hula hoops just for whatever reason.
Oh Sam, God. What did you do?
Oh my God. So they had started, like, they were looking at the hula hoops,
they
and they
just started,
like,
started
picking them up.
It was too late.
And they start picking him up and kind of playing with him.
And
Sam's
like,
now
it's like, they're here to hula hoop, dude.
No, I didn't even say anything.
Did.
I didn't even say anything.
And
Sam's
like, yeah,
shut the hell up! I'm telling a story!
I'm here to hula hoop.
Sam Slade walks up and he looks him in the eye and he's like, hey,
I
bet we could beat you in a hula hooping contest.
No, I said
contest.
I bet I
you
could
what?
Beat you. I said I.
You said we. You said we. You
no.
dragged me into it, and yes, you did.
No,
because so,
I said
so,
I.
No, he said we.
No,
he said we.
Wrong.
And I know that because this mother. He made me hula hoop.
No, I only.
I,
no,
so
this
no,
is
no,
where
no.
wrong. I'll
shut,
tell you why. Oh, no,
shut
no,
up.
No,
no, no, no, no. I'm
oh
telling
you
a story. I'm telling you a story. Let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish.
I don't know.
Let me finish. Anyway, so Sam's like picks up the hula hoop, and the girls
I
like
hula hoop for about 10 seconds.
No, you just
because the girls kind of look at each other and they're like, okay, yeah. And the blonde points at her friend and
tell you what, if you beat us, we'll have sex. With
no, the blonde kind of like throws her brunette friend on the bus and she's like, yeah, no, she's totally good at hula hooping, and Sam Slade's like, yeah, cool. And so he picks up a hula hoop.
Okay.
And he spins it, and they're both going for a good 10 seconds, and then it just drops to the floor like a rock. And I'm kind of like laughing, I'm like, Sam Slade, you're such an idiot. And then he's like, well, you know, I'm just like the warm-up round. Alec is actually way better at and I'm like, no, I'm not. Don't drag me into this. And he was like, yeah, no, he's way better.
Wonder why I did that? Because you made fun of my hula hooping. I was like, "That's if you're going to do that, I'm going to make you hula."
And
you
I was like,
what?
God,
this guy,
dang it.
He claims to be the expert, Mark.
And so I pick up, and by this point, the girls are still, like, half paying attention to us. And I pick up the hula hoop, and I'm like, this is going to be terrible. And I go for about 10 seconds, and then it falls straight to the ground.
Yep.
And then Samson's like, okay, no, watch this. And then he picks up the hula hoop and tries to best me. And then by this point, the two girls are not paying attention to us at all.
I got her name and everything. We exchanged names. And then I was like, this is over.
You're doing like semaphores and like megaphone. There's like texting.
No, see Sam Slade.
Like, what, number?
What you should have done there is like, oh, hi, I'm Sam Slade. And she'd be like, hi, I'm Courtney or whatever the hell her name was. I'm Anne. Oh, what are you doing at this pirate thing? Oh, I'm
affiliating myself with the pirate thing.
I'm filling the ocean with my vaginal fluid because of how many sexy pirates are here. And you're like, oh my God, that's why the ocean's so salty. And they're like, yeah, you didn't know. That's why it's so salty.
That's how the conversation would have went.
Dude, vaginal fluid, you didn't know?
I want to correct, though. I said like, I.
No, you didn't, because
yes,
you dragged me.
No, I dragged you in after, because you made fun of my
hula hooping. LARPing rules, right?
Anyway,
we walked back,
and I was laughing at Sam Slade. I was like, that was pathetic.
It was pathetic?
That was bad. Because, I mean,
they were already hula hooping, dude. I had no choice.
But
then you walk up to... Oh.
It was either walk up, oh, they start hula hooping, like, walk away. It was like, okay, I'll just challenge him to a hula hooping contest. Yeah.
Don't worry. I have
Now, we, like, throughout that day, that was a fun day. I enjoyed that. Like,
yeah,
it was fun. Sam Slade and I vowed to come back next year, dressed as sexy pirates.
The same girls.
I'm pretty sure they had no idea.
They had no idea what was going on. I'm pretty sure they just walked onto the premises and they're like, oh, what's this? Oh, they have hula hoops. You know, we're professional hula hoop players or hula hoopers.
What,
they're just going around.
Michaela's dad.
And then
he's full of crap.
Oh, no, he's totally full of crap.
Just okay. Oh, yeah, no,
that's
great.
Just standing still, just flying around.
Okay, I'd like to point out girls have a total unfair advantage when it comes to hula hooping. Because they have woman hips.
Especially.
Their figure
is
designed like,
for hula hoops. Yes.
Yeah, guys.
Yes.
Just
we're just.
Luckily, I have matronly hips. So
anyway, so we vowed. I promised Ryan that I would come back because I had to leave early because I had work, and Ryan was like, "Are you know they'd be fire dancers later in the night, and they don't wear clothes." And no, yeah, and basically that's what he's saying. It's like naked, attractive women fire dancers. He's like, "You guys should come back next week or next year."
I was going to say something. Something before when you know how he was trying to get us laid. What I was going to say was pretty much his advice the whole time. It boiled down to wait till nighttime when they're all drunk and they'll just throw themselves.
And they will just throw themselves on you and wear pirate outfits. That was his advice: is wear pirate outfits.
It was mostly the other guy.
Paul.
Is that his name? Paul?
I think his name was Paul.
Whatever.
Not entirely sure. Yeah. Michaela, if I don't know your dad's name,
he was the one
that
really gave us crap for not wearing legit pirate outfits.
This dude was awesome. So we went, the group we went with was Rachel. She's the one that kind of, she was our chaperone. Even though she did very little chaperoning, she kind of left us to the wolves, or the pirates, I guess. And she,
she brought her friend,
Michaela, who, or, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, Michaela, your name is spelled weird to me, and so every time I think about your name, I'm like, am I saying it right? Oh, yeah, I am, but it's just spelled weird to me. It's Michaela. I'm sorry, Michaela, I'm not trying to make fun of your name, but,
She's not gonna listen.
She's never gonna listen.
Rachel, I mean, Rachel, listen to this podcast, I'm the biggest fan, and then it's like, okay, Rachel, I'm not listening to this podcast.
So her dad, he was the coolest guy. Like, he was giving us crap the whole time, but he was a legitimately cool person. And he was talking to, like, he's a leather worker. And talking about pirates. And he like, his daughter, like, Michaela, she has a bunch of really cool custom, like, leather straps and, like, outfits and like, her bag. She had a cool custom Mad Max leather bag that her dad made for her. And so we were talking to her dad about leather making, and he, like, the whole time, every other sentence that came out of her dad's mouth was, yeah, that's great and all, but you're not wearing pirate outfits. What the hell is wrong with you? Yeah. And so...
Well, like, day, again, with the day one, geez.
Pretty much when we came back, he was like, you know why they didn't care was because you guys aren't dressed as pirates. I was like, they don't look like they're interested in pirates. Like, yeah, they are.
They are.
It's like, okay, dude.
So I promised Ryan, specifically, I have a weird man crush on Ryan. Ryan, if you're listening to this, he's
sexy. He's a legit pirate.
Like, Ryan actually makes me understand why girls have a thing for pirates.
Yeah,
right.
That guy's a legit pirate.
I want to clarify something. Who? What? Who exactly was he? Just a guy standing around?
He's a friend of Rachel's.
Who's spliced?
Yeah.
Which means married.
No, so he works there.
No, he doesn't work there. Just goes there.
He just goes. So you were just hanging around.
Yeah, and the first time I met him,
he is a pirate.
He is a legit pirate.
The first time
he rapes people.
he rapes real people. And murders people and gets away with it.
Yeah, no, because I promised him that I would...
He deals with shipmates by throwing them over the side.
I promised him that we would come back next year wearing pirate outfits and we have to drink rum with him. Like, there's so much we have to do next year that we couldn't do this year.
Because we'll all be 21.
Yeah. I got to drink rum, actually.
I won't be.
So I played... Wait, really?
I'll be 21 in, like, 3 weeks.
I thought you were gonna be like 21 in like 2 years. Like, you're a baby. What the hell? Why are you here? Because we played a game of dice. You know the game Liar's Dice they play in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We played that.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I got my butt handed to me by Rachel and Ryan. And I didn't have any idea. Well, because, all right, so I explained the Sam played afterwards.
Bullshit.
The way, I know, I Liar. Like, I figured that out afterwards, but the way I play a game is that the first round I play of a game, I always do as bad as I can. Not on purpose or anything. It's just like I allow myself to make as many mistakes as possible and play stupidly because that's my learning round.
Uno.
I make mistakes so I can learn the boundaries of what is and isn't acceptable. And then the second round is when I try. I never get to play a second round, so I don't know how good I would actually be at that game. But the first round I got obliterated, and so Ryan was like, "Here, have some of this," and I was like, "What is this?" And I did without even thinking. I was just like, "Gulp," and I took a giant gulp of whatever was in his cup. And it literally singed a hole through my stomach because it was. So, like, I took a gulp of it, and he was like, he started cracking up. He's like, "Ar, har, 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 har."
That's his laugh.
No, like, that's what
it is. That is his laugh, though, because he's a legit pirate.
And he was like, that right there, what he just drank, was 93 proof rum. And I was like choking on it, and I was like, oh, Everclear. Really? Was it?
Yeah, you were trying to hide, but I was like, you are so dying right
now. I was crying a little bit.
It's like half alcohol. It's just pure methanol. You're drinking to the swig. Oh, how is this?
And I was like, because I took a decent, healthy gulp of it, just because, like,
lemonade.
I'm a super prideful. No, that I knew it was probably rum. Yeah. But like, I'm a really prideful person, and like, when someone challenges me to something like that, I don't think I just do because I don't want like I want to impress this pirate, and I don't want him to think I'm a little girl. So I took a hearty swig of it, and it burned a hole through me.
Yep. Oh God!
You know who we gotta talk about though?
That just sounds awful.
Who? If we don't talk about anything else,
the most important thing that we saw is
end of the pier.
End of the pier.
Okay, these guys.
All right, so when we went there, it's I don't know if anyone listening is familiar with the structure of or with the layout of the city of Long Beach, but there's a pier, and you may be familiar with this concept of a pier. But at the base of the pier, there was a band, and there was a blocked off area where they served alcohol. And there was a stage. The band was whatever. I mean, they played everyone's favorite song.
Music.
Drunken
Sailor.
Which is every pirate's favorite song.
Yeah, you know, they played it, and all the pirates came swarming. They're like, yeah, Drunken Sailor, that's my favorite song!
That didn't actually happen to me, and I was just joking. Like, when they start playing, I was like, dude, this is every pirate's favorite song. They're going to come, like, rushing they're playing this?
Like, boatloads.
Boats just start docking off the pier.
Here's the thing, though.
The beach.
That band is nothing. There's a band called End of the Pier that me and Alex solely made up because we saw a band playing at the end of the pier.
Yeah, we're talking really about pirates.
Didn't hear any of their music besides distant stuff. But End of the Pier is the heart and soul of America.
Lava, what we're talking about is Sam Slade and I. So for if anyone didn't catch, I guess Lava didn't catch. So I'm gonna like explain it. Sam Slade and I are talking about an adventure we went on to the pirate invasion of Belmont Shore in Long Beach, California this weekend.
Yeah.
It's our first day. We were total noobs to it, and so we were talking.
Cutoffs.
Yeah, we wore cutoffs. We tried to fit in, but our cutoffs weren't enough. So we like now we're normally I won't for a podcast. I won't interrupt it for chat, but because you didn't understand it, I felt like maybe other people wouldn't understand it, so I had to explain it. Anyway. So the first band that you see is at the base of the pier, and so when you're walking around. That's the only band you see.
Yeah.
And when you see a band playing at a public event, you assume there's only one. But then you go down the pier, because they have all these kiosks and vendors set up along the pier. So, you know, you eventually make your way down to the pier to see what they got going on down there. And as you get away from the base of the pier, you realize the music from behind you is drowning out. But music is somehow getting louder as you walk down the pier, and it's coming from in front of you. And you're like, what's going on? And then it's like, dun dun dun. And it gets more epic and epic as you walk by, and like, dun dun. We are dun dun. End of the pier!
Seriously, though. They're like, they're all homeless.
No.
And they all are stuck.
Okay,
there.
So little explanation. The name of the band isn't End of the Pier.
Yes, it is.
But we were walking up.
Might as well be.
We never heard what the band like what the band was or what it, we just like
or their music or saw them.
We were just like, why is there two bands? Like, there's just one band at the end of the pier and one at the base of the pier. And so we started like making jokes about the band at the end of the pier. Like, they're just called End of the Pier, and they live there at the end of the pier. Like, they're always there. And so we're making jokes about that, and we like
they drink nothing but salt water.
They just have little like conveyor belts that bring salt water.
It's actually really sad because people just think they're hardcore and they drink salt water, but really that's the only thing they can drink because they can't leave the end of the pier because there's so many fans just like stuck there blocking the homeless people, the homeless band, from getting away that they've just been stuck there forever.
But so we by this point we were split up from Rachel and we were able to find her, and so we were like, the first thing I asked her was like, why the hell is there two bands? And she was like, well, actually that band at the base of the pier is new and the band at the end of the pier is always here. And so Samson and I lost it because they're always
end
here.
End of the pier!
End of the pier!
Yes.
And so, like, the rest of it was just like, end of the pier! So now, like, it's a running joke. End of the pier is what that band will always be to us. Even though, like, they're not
just
called
the,
End of
the
Pier.
Just the gnarliest, most ridiculous stuff you could ever think of a band. That's End of
that's
the Pier.
That's what we, that's, yeah.
That's End of the Pier.
Yeah.
Yep.
What else happened to us while we were there? Do we have any more pirate stories?
That's pretty much the gist of it. I mean, there's more, but we shouldn't go on forever.
We actually did get laid.
Oh! I wrote,
oh, yeah!
No. Oh, yeah!
We
that one
like
girl!
Times
yeah.
Each.
Oh, I forgot. I totally forgot about that. Us getting laid.
Yeah. Same girl. We both the booty wench or whatever. What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
The booty queen. No. So there was this one point we got split away from Rachel. And we were making fun of her because she wasn't drinking that much. There was a point where when I had that rum, I had drinking more than Rachel had. And so I drank and I was like, Rachel, what the hell? I'm officially more drunk than you are.
More crunk?
And there, like, there's a problem with that. And she's like, I just haven't had the chance yet. And we're like, no! You're a disappointment and a liar. Rachel's crunk, by the way. She's just crunk. And
she is crunk.
She loves to talk about how crunk she is. And,
well, it's kind of a replacement for her not being an artist.
So, yeah, she has to drown her lack of artistic ability in something.
She's alcohol. Something.
Yeah, so she drowns her lack of artistic ability in alcohol.
That's cold.
She's in Vegas, she'll never know.
She won't know when she listens.
God,
to
when she listens, she's gonna kill us.
Yeah.
Me, she's
you.
Only gonna be
I,
mad at me.
No, she won't do anything.
I don't know you, Rachel.
Yeah. Kevin, she just won't talk to. Kurt, she won't remember that Kurt was here. She won't, like, she'll forgive you immediately.
Wait,
and she'll just kill me in my sleep.
Yep.
With a fork.
Yep.
Anyway, so we split off from Rachel and she texted
me. Call me not an artist.
she texted me. She was like, hey, where are you guys? And so and so I was like, walking. We were looking for her at the time. So I was like, Sam Slade, so we're going to play a little game. We're going to play What Happens First. Do we find Rachel, or do I feel bad for not responding to her text message first?
I made a mistake.
So what happened? And so Sam Slade and I were walking along, and we walked to the end of the pier,
mistake.
And we're making
all
a bunch of jokes. We walked all the way to the end of the pier. We're making a bunch of jokes about the end of the pier. And there's this little, like, restaurant on the end of the pier, and there's a...
restaurant, I'm sorry.
It sounded like restaurant.
Anyway. There's a little balcony on the other side of the restaurant that you can't really see if you're walking down the pier. And so
weird, narrow little...
We walked to the end of the pier, and I was like,
oh,
what if she's on the balcony on the other side of the restaurant? Sam Slade was like, nah, no, there's no way she could be back there.
I said,
so,
why would she be back there?
And so we walk back all the way down the pier. It's a long pier, too. It's a decently long pier. As we walk all the way back down the pier.
It's like
and then, like...
Shut up, Sam.
So finally, I decided to text her back. She was like, where are you guys? And I was like... We're at the Belmont Shore Pirate Invasion.
She
what?
Texted me, too, and then I was at the pirate thing.
And I was like, I drove you there. Have you drinking so much since the last time I saw you that you don't remember? And she was like, you're an idiot. We're at the end of the pier on the balcony on the other side of the restaurant. I was like, Sam Slade!
We're hanging out with the band.
just playing in the band.
We're at their house right now.
Anyway, that's literally the
last note I have because
I had three notes for this podcast because Kurt's here and
here's
I don't take notes.
Okay. We should talk about the Kurt.
But Kurt Han Solo is the last note that I have.
Well, we have Trent Tech.
Oh, God.
I don't see. I might want to save that. That one's like on the down low.
Okay.
I might save that for next week.
On the DL. Okay, Kurt.
Yes.
So,
oh, no.
We are all aware
that you're a faggot.
You, yes.
Well,
because
that
you haven't
actually,
seen...
Are we allowed to say faggot anymore? Gay marriage is a thing now. Like,
well,
they,
I mean, there's
we should be
gay.
Able to say it more then.
Yeah, we should. Okay, so
maggots are everywhere.
I,
it's not
so,
change
so,
the
so,
fact
so
that
have
gay.
You guys have you guys been on Facebook lately?
Yeah.
Nope. So you got the like
not at all.
Everyone is doing that
like
rainbow Facebook
the rainbow filter over
so,
the profile.
So like I feel bad because like I support gay marriage and I think it's great that they finally got it legalized. But I think that crap looks atrocious. Like, when you put rainbows all over your Facebook profile, I think it looks like crap.
Skittle
so,
Factory.
Yeah, like, and so I don't, like, there's so many people that are like,
I don't know
why
you have to identify everything with that rainbow.
It, yeah, exactly.
Wait,
and so
do you
I like.
On Facebook often?
Not often.
Okay, well, anyway, for, like, for Facebook now, because they legalize, you know, gay marriage in the U.S. and all these cool things like
that.
So, okay. So, people for their Facebook
I was
profiles.
Like, what?
They do?
Yeah.
What?
So, people for their Facebook profiles.
Sam Slade.
You could go to, like.
It's time. We've been literally
Whoa.
Saving it.
Oh, no.
And everything. This podcast is turning into a marriage.
And
just, I'm
at
taking
last
off my shirt right
I
now.
See the light, and it's like
it's
the gay marriage is legal.
Love is an open door. That swings both ways.
So love is a rainbow-colored Facebook profile picture.
Yes.
Yeah. So you could pretty much go in like a setting on Facebook and make your profile picture have this like filter over it that has like rainbow, you know, like you know, red, orange, yellow, green, blue.
Lava, I'm just purple. Waiting for you to do your profile. I'm waiting for like some RPing.
So like half the people on Facebook have this as their profile picture because they're all support. And if you don't, then you're a bigot and you hate everyone or something. I don't know.
Is that true?
Yeah, see,
no, but
the, wait, am I a bigot because I don't have a rainbow on my Facebook profile?
Well, see, if they actually try and pull that crap, that's
See, like, I think it's more gay. Hear me out for a second.
Yeah, I know
okay,
you,
no,
I
no,
know
no,
you
no, no, okay, okay, I'm a genius. Okay, so, so gay people, they're great when it comes to putting things together visually. Like, gay people are great, they're home decorators, they're great artists, they're great dancers, they're great at visual, they have a great visual flair. So every gay person with that sense of visual flair out there will know, and gay people, back me up on this.
Back me up here.
You faggots better believe me.
That those rainbows on top of your profile picture look atrocious. Yeah. And that you don't...
No offense, but they look gay.
And then if you support gay rights, then that you shouldn't have to put a rainbow on your thing. Yeah. Because you support
face
it.
It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Well, it's like you just really want to tell people you support it, even though everyone on Facebook is like,
no, I understand. Like, I understand the need, yeah. But the people that I have a problem with are the people that are like, mm-hmm. You're terrible if you don't, if you don't support it, like if you don't have a rainbow on your Facebook page, you're
even then a post. Yeah. Everyone's doing posts now. Yeah. Like they have like a hey guys,
freedom
this
of
is gonna
is
be
also freedom
this
to
is gonna be
speech.
A long post.
By the way, disclaimer: we are all straight white males.
Like everyone's like,
or is Kurt? We haven't gone back to the whole subject that we
Kurt could still be gay.
Kurt could still be gay. God. He hasn't seen Star Wars.
We don't have any evidence to the contrary.
But here's the thing, this is why Kurt's kinda gay.
That's
this is why he's kinda gay.
Back to that. Is that
full circle, I like Kurt, it. High five.
Is that Kurt hasn't seen Star Wars.
Before you finish,
no,
I'm
no.
gonna clear
so his like your
important.
Gay level already here
before I get
hasn't
death
seen
threats.
Star Wars.
No.
It's up
I'm
there.
I'm gonna finish this. I have seen.
No, you
have. I have seen Star Wars. I have seen Star Wars. I have probably. I don't. I
no.
don't know.
No.
I
know what
seen,
you're saying. And you're,
I
want to
see it. Say it last week.
I'm
not gonna work.
I'm gonna say before, but people start like throwing their computers. All right,
let
him
out of his piece. Let
okay.
him out of his piece.
I have seen Star Wars. I have seen. I have probably seen the entirety of every movie, just
no.
not running
let him
all like
let
a
him
movie
finish.
From like start to beginning, like. I don't like the four Star Wars movie, the first one, you know what I mean? It's like, I haven't seen the whole thing from beginning to end, but I have seen the whole movie in bits and pieces when it's on TV or whenever. I'm just, that, yeah.
Have you lost your virginity if you watch porn?
Probably no.
So you haven't seen Star Wars, you retard! My sister's retarded, I can say. I don't have a sister, I don't know why.
My sister's retarded. But, yeah, you thought you were me for a second.
What's your
it's all back to last week, how you had a gay crush for me. So, but here's the thing, yeah, just a rebuttal to you.
That's just...
No you totally
no
haven't...
No sense, it's hilarious.
Okay, okay
you
so
totally
haven't like... seen Star Wars all the way. So,
I totally have, and I'll go with that now, that was too funny.
Which leads to the story I was going to say, because we were talking about this earlier.
I haven't heard this story,
back
by the way.
In the day, this is a few years ago, Kurt still hadn't seen Star Wars back in the day, because he hasn't seen it now.
He's been gay for a while.
So, Kurt was sitting there, we were like talking
we
like,
found the unopened Star Wars
it was me, Austin, we could, these people are witnesses. It was me, Austin, Josh, Patrick Graham, and you. We're all just sitting around in Austin's house. We're like, blah, blah, blah. Kurt, you're gay, you haven't seen Star Wars.
No, is this gonna go?
And then Kurt's like, yeah, I know, I am.
Because
I have, yeah, and then we're like, blah, 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 yeah, you should see Star Wars. I don't know why we didn't watch it that day, but we didn't. And so he's like, I'm going to start looking stuff up about Star Wars, because
oh,
I should
no.
know a little bit.
Don't.
And then he's like, oh, going through, he just goes on the IMDb, page to Star Wars Episode 1. He's just like,
did literally
and
no
literally,
one ever.
Literally, like, after, like, 30 seconds after he looks, he's like, Harrison Ford's in Star Wars?
I'm gonna get lynched because
you know, I tried to tell that to people at the party like a few weeks ago.
Lynch Kurt.
And you totally denied it. You were like, that didn't happen.
Oh my
god!
It happened.
Wait, Indiana Jones is Harrison Ford?
Yeah,
how long ago was this? Like, I'm.
Sophomore
no
year
one.
About.
No,
no
one is
year.
He's
no
on a poster is. Right there!
Right there.
He's right there!
Indiana Jones is in Star Wars.
Roy Batty.
Yes.
Batty McFatty.
Oh yeah, when we were hanging out, we were like
no one
we were sitting there, we were talking about the the podcast picture and like you
were
like,
oh yeah, I was because backstory. So I was bored the other day and I drew a random scene from our trailer for your game.
Pretty good picture.
You know the scene where I'm on the ground and Sam's like holding the axe to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I decided to draw it for one of the sketch dailies.
I look like Fred from Scooby Doo.
And so I was talking to, I showed it to Sam Slade and he was like, yeah, I look like Fred from Scooby Doo. And I was like, it's better than you looking like Perfect Squidward.
and then to rebut his, I was like, I don't look like that. I look like the dude from Blade Runner, the guy that's all like tears and rain.
And I was like, Batty McFatty or whatever.
And you're like, yeah, that guy, Batty McFatty.
and then for like the longest time, like we knew Batty was in it, but we couldn't remember what it was. And then Batty today in the shower, I was like, Roy Batty.
Yeah,
Roy Batty.
That's how I did, because Batty McFatty in that picture.
I'm calling him Batty McFatty from now on.
What am I, Batty?
Batman McFatman.
That movie has such a good ending.
Besides
just that.
Okay. Also, going kind of full circle, the story at the beginning.
You had a steak. You had a bloody steak.
I was joking.
Oh.
Okay, but
wasn't cooked enough.
Okay, but yeah, no, not cooked
yet.
That's
a dumb joke.
That's retarded.
Okay. Okay.
I can say that.
Like your non-existence.
Listen.
Okay. His dog is retarded.
Sam Blade's sister's retarded. I can say that.
Al can say it.
Okay.
Your sister's retarded. I can say it.
Oh my god. I don't know what compelled me to say that. I just
know.
Just the way you admitted it right after you said it. Like, I don't know why I said that. I don't even have a sister. And like, why did she have to be retarded?
If you had a sister, I would know about it.
Oh my god.
You would.
He would know. You'd be keeping secrets from me.
That's a name I would remember.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, so.
What are we talking about now?
Okay, so Mythic Tim.
You talk.
One. Okay, no. His favorite movie of all time is Blade Runner.
So
I tell him about buddity, and he completely gets it and laughs and does the joke like when I do it. So I'm like, hey, because we're watching the first Terminator, and so I'm like, okay, right here, like right now, he walks up to the police station. I'll be back. Walks away. It ends right there. And he's like, what's that? I'm like, Blade Runner. I'm like, he's like, oh yeah, that's right, because it ends early.
Oh yeah!
That's so great.
So he's in on a lot of our jokes, believe it or not. So
why isn't he just listening to the podcast?
Also, Alec, on the plus side, he does think you're a very good artist.
Okay.
When would he have seen
How does he see my art?
I think, like, Link Dump or, like...
Oh, you know how he could see? He listens, I believe he listens to it on Blogspot. And if you listen to it on Blogspot, one of the blogs that I have under the same email address is my art blog.
That is really roundabout way to get to your art.
But that's not a problem. Like, I don't know how he found that.
No, I'm just saying that's an interesting way he gets to your art. Not like, oh, he found it randomly.
I'll find this kid's art.
I'm going to look up this
email. Well, he could also look up my username. Like, if he looked up the legendary Squiznit, like, he could easily find all my stuff because I have it on Reddit. I have it on multiple different stuff. Anyway, what were we talking about? Nothing important. Okay.
I'm a faggot, apparently.
Yes, you are a faggot.
Are you gonna go swim with that, or are you just gonna tell people, like, hey, Kurt?
Hey, everyone. Needs
to die. This whole podcast is actually just a PSA. Kurt's a faggot.
Yeah.
And also, pirates are attracted to women for some reason.
They are.
Apparently.
But Kurt wouldn't get
Well, no, alright, so guys, this is...
I think we should have been made fun of them.
I want to go back to the theme of this podcast. Because
we have a theme?
We had a theme.
Okay. No,
Rachel's the worst.
Oh, yeah.
That's the theme.
We gotta go back to that.
What, so, like, this is our chance. I don't know why I chose... So, make fun of Rachel. She's not an artist.
Do you know... She took us to a pirate thing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, pirates, a pirate today.
She took us to an art convention, but she doesn't.
It would have been ironic. Oh no, but for real. See, it's easy to make fun of Rachel. Like, I guess in general, it's easier to make fun of people when you're not trying.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be put on the spot, like, make fun of them.
What's wrong with this person?
Well, no, because if you tell me to make fun of someone, I'm going to immediately start defending them. Yeah. Because I'll be like, no, you don't get to tell me to make fun of them. I get to give them crap when I feel like it. You don't get to... You're not the master.
You get the crap.
Yeah, you get the crap now. You're a faggot.
Yeah.
I feel like I've said faggot more times.
You're
My sister's a faggot, so I can say that.
So I can say that your sister's retarded.
I can say you're retarded because I'm a gay, faggot.
So yours is retarded.
I'm a faggot, so I can
say retarded.
Honestly, if I was gay and retarded, I would, because comedically...
Right? Whoa, where did you get this?
I just opened my door, a shooting range, I picked it up. And I like
all right.
I like keeping bullet casings on my desk. I used to have a lot more
shotguns. I know Kevin said he did today.
I've shot guns.
I've shot shotguns
just
before.
Today?
I didn't shoot it today. I said I shot one today.
I've shot 12 and an 8 gauge before.
I've shot 12 gauges. 8 gauge? Dude, alright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went shooting.
I'm pretty good at it, apparently. Gauge. From what
you ever been ski
told.
Shooting?
I've been ski shooting.
I remember when I went shooting. I went all right. So
those pigeons.
Funny shooting story time. Okay, so this was the summer after our senior year of high school, and it was after either a birthday. It may have been the end of the summer party for. We have an end of the summer party every year at my house, and I think it was after that because
so
Tamlin.
Show up if you love.
Tamlin slept over at my place. And we ended up watching Tangled. And from Tangled, we ended up just, like, talking all night, and we were up literally all night. And the next day, I was supposed to go shooting with my godfather is a cowboy. You know how Rachel's, like...
Your godfather?
Yeah, because I'm... My family's Catholic, so because we're Catholic, we have things like godfathers and
we're gonna go to the shooting range.
But just like Rachel's literally a cowboy or a pirate, my godfather's literally a cowboy. Like he dresses up and he's been doing it forever. Like he's one of the head.
Did you wear a bolo tie?
Stick him up.
Not that I remember, but he's like one of the head people of the organization he's a part of. And
the
so
cowboy
he,
organization in California.
No, that's actually what it's called. It's something
they're
like
taking
the,
it back.
It's like the North Orange County Cowboy Association or something like that. But anyway, so he's always trying to get me to go shooting.
Cousins to the NRA.
He's always trying to get me to go shooting with him, and this one time he finally got me to go, because it's always on it's like the fourth Sunday of the month, and so I just happened to go the day after we planned to go the end of the year party, and Tamlin and I pulled an all-nighter, and they go shooting in Chino Hills. I don't know if you know where that is, mm-hmm. but it's far away. It's like a solid hour and a half drive.
I actually remember this whole event.
I pulled an all-nighter early.
Tamlin was a dick because you asked everyone to leave early because you had something to do early in the morning.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, well, I left. And Tamlin's like, hey, so could I like not?
Well, because the plan was we were just going to watch Tangled and then go to bed relatively early, and then Tangled led to us talking all night. And then
really deep about Tangled stuff.
About he just he actually just complained about a certain redhead, and so
we know the redhead.
You all know the redhead. Well, man, Kurt probably knows the redhead. Only redhead Tamlin ever. This isn't hard stuff, guys. There's one.
The one.
There's only one. Ever.
The one I'm connected to?
Yes, okay. Christ.
Kurt
this
knows.
This okay. should have this should
Kurt
have just
saw us Frenching one time.
This should have been just like a over.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go.
Wait, who?
I wanted that to just be like a straight fly
Kurt
through.
Had the funniest reaction to that too.
That was
because he walks in and I hear somebody walking in, so I look up.
I've heard this story before.
How have you heard the story before?
We talked about it.
Kurt pretty much, he walks and goes, oh.
I've heard that story.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah, you do.
You before, do that.
Oh. You flail, too.
You flail.
Whoa! Kurt walks in, he sees you making out. What's a boob?
What?
He just mocks out.
It's just like an involuntary, just like.
No, out. What's a boob on my hair?
But anyway, so I was fine on the drive there. I had swallowed a few decent liters of coffee, and I was able to drive there fine. But the drive back, I started feeling it. It hit me because I left around 4 o'clock, and it started hitting me more and more. I just felt like I was gonna pass out, and so I'm like, I can handle it. I'm a man. I'm a very pride like my pride's gonna kill me one day.
Already has.
And I'm already dead. And so, like, I'm like, I can handle it. I'll just keep myself awake. That's all I have to do. Just stay awake. It's fine. And so I was able to drive home pretty okay, but, like, about halfway through, I start dozing off on the freeway.
That's not good.
And that's not good. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna...
Oh, you were driving.
I was driving. And I was like this is how I die. And so I pulled over to a 7-Eleven, and I didn't have any money either. So I couldn't get myself more coffee or anything.
What was your godfather doing?
He died.
I shot him on that trip.
I
forgot to mention that.
I never bothered telling anyone that I pulled an all-nighter. So if I died, they would have just thought I got. I was dumb or something. I wasn't dumb. But
He was dumb.
I pulled over to a 7-Eleven and I
it makes sense because his sister's retarded too.
Full circle. I pull over to a 7-Eleven and I splash some water on my face. I'm like, okay, you can handle this. Like, I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, you got this.
Do it!
Do it! Just do it!
Do it!
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Yesterday, you said tomorrow.
You're screaming this in the bathroom, and like, it's like, what?
And so I drive back, and I get back in my car, and I'm driving, and by this point, I'm driving on a residential street, because my GPS took me, my old GPS that I used to have in my Jeep was a retarded GPS. It was my sister. like it would always take me on the most convoluted ways. And so this was one of those times because it had me going on this weird residential street. And I remember I kept dozing off and multiple times I would just be like, you guys know how when we have a Phoenix and like I start dozing off, but I pretend to be awake. Like, that's kind of what I was doing. Because every I'd, like, close my eyes for a second, and then I'd open them, and, like, there'd be a car, like, 2 feet away from me. I'm like, oh, I knew that was there. I just didn't. Just
like, I know how to drive.
I'm totally watching No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, no, that's what I'll do whenever I have a Phoenix.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get the ending.
I do that.
Harrelson's was in this.
Freddie Mercury. He's in the car.
No, it was a car. Ash's car. Freddie Mercury.
Anyway, so I almost died multiple times. And like, I don't know. I have this weird guardian angel over me because there were so many times I should have died. Like, that's what I took away from
Godfather.
That. Was I should, like, there were times when I woke up and I had to swerve away from a car so I didn't hit it. Going 40 miles an hour, and I like I don't know how I survived that car ride. I didn't hit anything, and I made it home fine.
You're gonna drive yourself home, even though you're tired. It's gonna make you a man.
I always think like I
just let go.
This is weird. This is where I don't know why I'm gonna say this, but I'm gonna say it. So I've always had this weird, and this is like
the nipple thing.
No, every single person on the planet believes this to an extent. But I have always believed that like I have a specific point that I'm gonna die. And I believe that because, like, the world has been so reluctant to kill me. Like, there are so many times where I should have died.
Not today.
Like, there are times... I've almost drowned before. I've almost broken, like, every bone in my... I've almost fallen off of a cliff.
Wait, what is... How'd you almost break every bone in your body?
By falling off the cliff.
I'm more interested in the drown thing myself.
I got sucked under a boat at one point.
You slipped into the ocean.
I've almost been ran over... but every single time, I survive.
You almost got hit with the hammer when you went, hey.
I've fallen and I've had my head land.
I didn't know what you were doing at first. Sorry, the whole hammer thing.
I've had my head fall inches away from like a sharp rock that should have like impaled me, and so I've always kind of had this belief that like I'm gonna die someday. But it's going to be for something super specific. Like, the universe is waiting for something, and I need to figure out what that is so I can avoid it.
Once in a lifetime, 1 foot meteor fell from the sky and struck Alec Wright.
I feel like everyone kind of believes that, like...
I almost died from that.
Because that's kind of led to this weird belief that I have that, like, I'm not...
He was dumb, like his sister.
Like I'm partially invincible because I'm not going to, like, my death is waiting for me at a specific point. And so I know that belief is false, but, like, it's this weird belief that I have that, like, you know, I'm not going to die anytime
soon. Well, it's not entirely false. You are going to die at one point.
Well, yeah, but I am, but
I'm going to die at one point.
I genuinely believe that it's not going to happen for a while because I don't know if, like, it's God himself telling me that I have stuff to do before I die or if it's...
You're not done yet. You have a job.
You've just begun.
What are you still
destiny
doing alive?
My job.
You don't know what that. Stop laughing. Stop laughing.
Want to hear a creepy thought though?
It's
creepy though.
Wherever you're
gonna
die.
You are dying.
Wherever you're gonna die, that place exists right now.
Right? Wait, don't know that for sure. What if I die on a spaceship in the future?
That place
and they haven't built
it. Exists though.
They haven't built the spaceship yet.
Yeah, but you're gonna be somewhere in space, right?
No.
No.
Okay.
Portal, dude.
Wherever that spaceship is, it exists. That spot.
What if I create an entirely new universe and
you
I die there?
Don't.
You do, because there's a
You would die in that universe. You are about to create that universe, and you die right before you do.
Anyway, so I guess this brings up, since there is no structure, like, do you guys, am I the only one that feels like that? Like, I know that's a stupid belief to hold.
No, I kind of feel the same way, not like
And it's a super stereotypical, like, teenager, like, oh, you're a teenager, I'm not even a teenager anymore.
Yeah, we all feel
I'm not gonna die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean, like, it's weird? Like, you think, like, you. Because you think.
Like, I know I'm wrong. I know that, like, at any given point, like, a meteor could literally.
Well, yeah.
And I could just die, so I know
you're aware of that, or something.
I'm aware of it, but at the same time, it's like, have you ever read 1984? Mm-hmm. So you know how they all believe in double thought, like mm-hmm. you can believe two things at once that contradict each other.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Like, I believe that I'm not going to die, but at the same time, I know I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, I believe it.
Like,
I wholeheartedly.
Right now, I could have a brain aneurysm, but I'm not going to have one.
But, it's not going to happen because I'm going to, I'm
an adult!
I'm God's hand, and God's not going to let his hand have a meteor shot through it.
Yeah. I always
nope.
think, because, like, you know, you always hear the things in the news, like, this person was killed in this whatever incident, and it's like, people always die in weird ways like that, just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You're touching my feet because you're gay.
it's because my sister's retarded.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I get you. Okay. But you know, like, those just random occurrences that seem to happen all the time.
I don't have a sister.
And, like,
what
was I going with this? But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, those, like, you just feel like, why doesn't that ever happen to, like, anybody I know or me? You know, like, that. Mm. It's always distant.
They ask for it, dude.
But then when,
like,
it
what's
comes
the lottery
close to you?
That takes place where, like, those people.
Those random ass people that
get randomly killed
people.
In random events.
Yeah, that were doing
well,
the same
well,
things
see,
that you and
me
would
me,
be doing.
I always believe that there's, like, you know, I like to believe that there is some sort of meaning. I believe that, it, like, because everyone's like, oh, what meaning could you possibly take away from death? I believe, like, you know, I think that
it makes life meaningful.
Yeah, like death,
that's
death,
deep.
Death itself.
It does, though,
because
death makes life that much better.
It does, because, like, what makes the most delicious brownie you've ever eaten amazing?
That's
a it's the fact that
sucks.
You've only had one of the most delicious brownie you've ever eaten. Like,
yeah.
There's
a quote, I don't remember who said it, but it's like, if you have lobster every day for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
eventually it'll taste like soap.
Yeah. And so death...
Why
death,
soap? But, okay.
But,
just, you know, just, it's just going to taste
it,
like
no,
soap.
No, no, literally you just see it.
But then you have people ask, like,
when
you,
it tastes like
you,
soap.
You have people that ask that, like you have people that ask, like, oh, why is so much, like, unwarranted death? Like, what, why does that happen? Like, you know, why is that a thing? Why do billions of people die at the same time? And like,
well,
first off, I don't, like, there's no set of rules
this is not
that apply to that.
Okay, it's not.
Like, I think
this is a podcast.
But I think what the most important thing that happens through death is what people take away from it and what people learn. Like, it's death is never about who died; it's about the people that survived and what they make of death. I feel like when people die, what their life was supposed to be, even if it wasn't finished, it's over. And so, what's important is what happens with the people around them.
Yeah, I think about that a lot too.
Yeah,
because, like, I think whenever somebody that I know dies,
because
my neighbor just died.
Think of World War II, like
neighbor died. Which
World
one?
War II, we have
the one with the swing.
I don't.
Yeah, know. She died.
How old was she?
She was like 70 something.
Okay.
She had cancer.
Okay.
But it's just kind of like everybody's still here, and they're like separate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, our lives continue even though hers.
Yeah.
She's not aware of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like a weird thought. And, like, our lives are still happening around where she was.
Yeah.
But she's not there.
And I believe every person's life holds some sort of purpose. But I don't believe every person's purpose is inherently equal. This is going to sound really big out of...
Mine, on the other hand, is superior.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Because I know that I could die right now. And, like, I don't hold myself above this rule. But the only defining factor of this rule that I believe in is whether or not you're dead. And so, like, what defines it is after you've died, that's when it becomes set in stone. Like, until you're dead, you live your life with full intention of living it until you're 3,000. But once you die, that's when your life stops being as meaningful as the people that survive around you. And so, like, I believe that, like, when people die, it's necessary. Like, if you're child dies, it's because it was necessary in some weird way or another. It's something that probably won't make sense in any way, shape, or form for, like, 40 years, but I think it does mean something eventually.
Well, I don't know if you mean by necessary, but I think you mean that the death had an impact on those around.
Yeah, no, well, no, it's necessary for history to play out, like, the way it will.
Well, like, let's say you're saying, like, a child, you know, drowned in a pool. Everyone who knows what happened, you know, it's like, oh, we're gonna make sure that our children aren't, you know, not wearing floaties around pools type thing.
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, so then that makes no one else dies like that.
And, like, the Holocaust.
And then the shallow end is invented.
Like, I think a lot of the basis of my argument
it's
for...
not just...
My opinion here is the Holocaust. Because, you know, like, the Holocaust happened, and...
all
and,
the pools were deep.
And it's terrible, and it's, like, one of the worst things that's ever happened throughout history. I feel like we've lost lava, or, like, I've lost lava at this point. I did the same... So I've gotten into this bad habit over the past couple days where I just, like, start going on the weirdest rants.
Soapbox, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's because I haven't had Kevin around. Normally, these weird rants are saved for Kevin, but I haven't had him to pour out to recently. Because he's been dead.
Oh.
Your life was meaningless for 2 weeks because you were in Minnesota, and that is literally purgatory.
Oh my god.
Wait, Missouri. Oh, wait,
wait, you said Minnesota? I totally thought it was Minnesota.
I thought it was Minnesota, too.
Mississippi.
Missouri.
That's where my
misery
is from. Okay, anyway. Mississippi.
Ex-coworker.
Anyway,
went to the birthplace of Brad Flakes! You think I'm kidding? The city is called Branson,
really?
Missouri. Home of Brad Flakes. Really
so I did scare. I did.
I was like, it is.
I didn't actually scare Lava away. I just made him/her want to rape me.
Rape?
Whoa.
Rape. I wear my glasses on Lava, but Lava says he wants to rape me. Which,
why?
That's a weird thing to say. Anyway, let's move on.
That could tie into several things.
I mean,
he could be a pirate,
I think he could be gay.
Right, maybe both?
I'm just going to drop the whole Holocaust thing before I offend someone. Where are we?
He wants the booty.
We have 15 minutes left. We already have the movie set up for next week. It's Daredevil, and Kevin's the only one that needs to finish
movie?
It.
No, show.
Show, yeah. But I call
we're
it
not
for the,
watching
for
the movie.
For the sake of structure, I call it a movie. You know, even if we were playing a video game, I'd say the movie for next week is...
Yeah, I get it.
Is Halo.
But this week, it was Big Trouble in Little China.
Sean!
Oh, dude, that was me. Dude, Sean.
So I guess I misread of what Lava said, because in bold caps he was like, no, I don't want to rape you. Lava so wants to rape me.
What did he
say? Can you read? I don't have my glasses. I can't read.
I wasn't gonna. Now he's gonna. Good. What? I don't see because it's.
Oh, the
it's just scrolling.
Whatever,
it's just,
I'll read it. I'll do my Lava.
Apple turned into a ghost.
Wear your glasses when you're in the seat that reads.
Yeah,
well,
I don't.
What I want to do, alright, so my initial idea for the layout here was that the chair would actually be over there. It didn't fit, and that's why I didn't do it this way. And I would have my secondary monitor set up right there, so whoever's hosting can just sit right there and have full access to a monitor.
Oh, I see.
So, but you know, I'll play around. You know, we have until next week. And Sean, you're always so late. Like, what are you? It's like you're in Indiana. It's
you
like
missed all
4 o'clock in the morning right now.
Not necessarily. They're ahead of us.
They are 3 hours.
When you go right in the United States, like from left to right, it's earlier and earlier.
But you have time zone charts to figure out.
So however long away it is. It's 10 o'clock for us, so it's earlier for him.
So it's like
3 or 4 hours.
3 hours if it's in the
Indiana
East
would
Coast.
Be 3 hours.
Indiana
3 hours
Indiana's
behind us.
Yes.
So it's 7 o'clock where Sean is. So Sean, what the hell have you been doing?
Yeah, Sean. What?
You know, well, what are you? The podcast between podcasts? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Big Trouble in Little China, though. We should probably
Jack Burton.
Dude,
Jack Burton.
I saw.
Oh
me.
Yeah, you saw that movie.
Dude, me.
So we've all seen the movie multiple times. This is your first time.
This is my first time.
What
it's my,
are your
my
thoughts?
Virgin
I
viewing.
I worship the goddamn movie. It is seriously
I come out,
in my favorite film of all time.
I come out, I like, look at the camera like, I worship this movie. No.
You
like,
don't understand.
Yeah. That was,
Lava, his name is Sam Slade. I was right. You guys
Did
are
you
so wrong.
Me?
It's 1 a.m. in South Carolina. They're ahead of us.
Yeah.
Wait, he's at
You side. Guys are idiots! You guys made me feel really dumb for a second.
I was actually on your side until they started saying stuff. I was like, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, no, Ohio is ahead.
Thank you. Okay, you're
They are ahead. What am I?
I felt, Kevin, you like, because I was like, okay, I guess I've been, God. Like, I've been wrong be. So many times.
That's what
then.
I thought.
What? Like, I guess, like, I should, you made me questioning my entire life.
Hawaii would be like 3
you're,
hours.
You're jet lagged, dude. I'm telling you. You're gonna wake up tomorrow and be like, oh, I was so wrong. You were on a plane today. Plane.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's okay. Planes lower.
It's before this. I was lied to the entire trip then.
Oh.
Like, other people are.
Oh,
people
God.
Said, yeah, dude, we're going to see Terminator 4. I'm like, oh, you fuckers.
Wait a second.
No, they do see it before us because they're ahead of us.
That's the point. Why did we
Yeah,
this
oh
opposite?
My God.
Oh, okay.
So you what? Are just an idiot.
We're just...
Planes, just, Kevin, it's okay. I don't hold it against you because planes
we
literally...
Planes
are intelligent. Like, they're like microwaves. They make you dumber the closer you are to them.
I wasn't going to do a podcast tonight. Alex said I should, so...
Yeah, no, I... Because he's resurrected from the dead.
Back from the dead.
So, I mean, we can't not.
He's back from the dead and jet lagged. That's like the two worst.
I was like yeah. five.
Jet lagged from the dead.
Okay.
Somewhere around 5 hours.
So,
that should be a movie title. Jet lagged from the dead.
So, opening. Because I want to end. I have an idea for how I want to end this podcast. But so I want to get through the what you opening and closing thoughts on.
Meaty bits of the movie.
On the Big Trouble in Little China.
Kurt.
It
First
might
off.
Be the best film ever made. It might be. Not saying it is. But
China is here. What the hell
what
is that even mean?
What's the server for that line? He's on the phone.
It's just like, Jack, no, Jack, you don't understand, though.
Am I in frame?
It's here.
What does that mean?
What does that
mean? What the hell that means? And then, let's see, other good parts. Okay, Egg Shen is awesome.
What kind of name is Egg
Shen? Sean Viper, or Viper? Why did I call you Viper? Lava is literally the only other person that watches this show. So be nice to that
probably
person.
Rachel.
Be nice. I don't know if you're a girl or a guy yet, Lava. You could be either. You could be neither. You could be a bad
person. I kind of want to keep it a secret.
I do being a little bit of a mystery. But we all know you're Rachel, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you are Rachel.
Let's see, what else?
There were really silly... I know...
It's a silly movie, yeah.
I know specific lines when I was watching it that I wanted to say. I can't remember. Go on IMDb and look up quotes
okay,
and you
okay,
know
okay,
what they
okay,
are.
Okay.
But overall, I was watching it like, oh my God, that's such a line.
Okay. Yeah. No. There's a lot of that in there.
Yeah.
And like,
Or like
I love it. This one we don't quote as much, but back in the early days, this is one of the ones I loved a lot. Is when Jack Burton is tied up in the wheelchair and he's talking to Lopan, and Lopan's explaining his evil plan to him.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
So
that guy was weird.
And so Lopan's sitting there explaining to him, and he's like, and you know, Jack Burton gets it. So he's like, so that way you could, you know, rule the world from beyond the grave. Indeed! Or, you know, get checked into a straitjacket, whichever happens
first.
And then he's like, no, you don't understand. And he goes into a whole spiel again with the green.
Alright, Lava is a guy.
Rachel's a guy?
Rachel's a guy? And he still claims, holding on to that whole, I'm not Rachel's feel.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait for the time that Rachel's actually on the show and Lava's still on the chat.
Okay, Rachel, you hired somebody.
Yeah, Lava, you gotta be there for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lava, we love you, by the way. I don't know if you know this, but we all love you. I don't know why you're watching this, but it...
Because you're insane.
We love you. No, you're not insane. Like, Lava, I legitimately love
you.
You're
insane.
Keep going.
But then he's like,
all you have to do to make me love you is like watch my show, which is kind of pathetic. Like,
that's really pathetic.
And he, well, no, because like you know, like they're taking their time out of their day. They have so many better things to do.
Doing something else and listening.
But I mean, like even then, there's music. There's other podcasts, and so
there's Queen. You could be listening to Queen, but you're listening to us. Why?
Yeah.
Okay. So true. And then I also like
Sean says that he's actually Rachel.
Good on you, Sean.
Anyway, okay,
who's Sean?
he does this whole spiel again, and Jack Byrne, half of it is the looks. Honestly, he just
because kinda
lifts his eyebrows up
that he doesn't kind of leaves it
up, and he's like, are you crazy? Is that your problem?
like
just ignoring everything. All right,
so Kurt, favorite part.
Like, do you first just thoughts on the movie because you're not really
okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
did you like it?
Yes, I did like. Okay, again, as like, yeah, you are not supposed to take it seriously. For
no, you're
one
not.
Thing. Like, you watch the thing and you're like,
that
okay,
takes it seriously is wrong.
You're also like, supposed to watch it multiple times. Like, the more you can quote that movie,
yeah,
the more fun it is.
Oh no, for sure. Like, again, when I said like when I saw it the first time, there's like a dozen times like I could when I was watching it, like I make a mental note at that time I forget.
Like, this is gonna
like,
be a quote.
I'm like, oh, that's great. Oh, yeah, that's a silly. Oh, what, you just did that? Like, oh my god! And then at the end,
he threw the knife at the guy.
Yeah, he thought
it's
all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes.
I kind of caught that was gonna happen. I didn't get him right in his head though and kill him.
Right in his head, he just killed him right there.
He just throws a knife, he's like, oh nope. And it's like, what is
his last words were goodbye, Mr. Burton, and then he just died. and then just
we're getting all
things fall down.
Yeah, like
fast.
why did that happen? But yeah.
And then the dude exploding at the end. Ah!
I was gonna get to that, but I didn't want to mention it because that was just so not why. Okay, so yeah, like, you are not supposed to take the movie seriously for one thing. Like, there's a guy truck driving gets to China and all of a sudden, oh, wizards and sorcerers are real. And
the guy,
like,
he just wants
a ninja turf war.
He just wants his
like,
truck back.
He just wants his truck back. You know.
Like, what was that? It's a 6.9
on
the Richter scale.
I still remember that.
The guy pulls out his like rod or whatever. Shink, where'd you get that? Yeah, he's like, what?
So, news from the home.
What
front.
The hell?
Sean thought that Kurt was Jacob.
What?
You are
better Jacob.
You are better Jacob. And Sean, I don't know if you know this, but
Sean,
we've always had a running
what?
Joke.
What? What? No, I'm not.
We've always had a running joke that Kurt is actually better Jacob.
That's Jacob,
yeah. And he's right there.
That's Jacob.
And so you're just helping fulfill that prophecy. I'm sorry, podcast listeners, because there's a chat going on, and I'm just trying to... I don't know. Maybe it makes sense. Am I doing too much chat?
A little too much.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
I'll cut down on the chat. Sorry,
we can
guys.
Hire somebody to do it for
well,
us.
Well, Sean's our moderator. Sean's supposed to be like... what Sean's job is in the chat is he speaks for us. And Sean, you should... This is your job description. I don't know if I've ever laid it out for you. But you're supposed to speak for us when there's other people in the chat.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, not get out of here.
They don't want you listening.
But just...
Dive.
And maybe if there is someone in the chat that seems like they need attention, text me so that I can, like... Because I can't even read it from here. Just text me like,
you're not going to read the
this person... My phone's over there and it's on silent.
He thought Lava said rape. He can't see where the goddamn...
One of my favorite parts in the movie is when, they're about to... Like, he's about to wear the nerdy outfit and go and, like...
Yeah.
And he's all, like... There's something there and he's like, oh, I don't know about this. And then, like, literally, like, after him being all, like, unsure, they're like, you ready? Jack Burton? He's like, I was born ready. Like, after all, like, he totally was, like, addressing how he wasn't, like, really okay with it. And then, like, he's like, I was born ready.
I thought...
And also he was like, oh... he's like, if we're not back by dawn, call the president.
You said that exact line. Yeah.
Alright, so Samson, anything you took away specifically this time from watching it?
I didn't rewatch it this time, remember?
You and I both did the same thing. I forgot
about
that.
We secretly had another podcast movie planned. And it was Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
That we said after the podcast.
After the podcast ended,
but we wouldn't have time for it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I can watch it. Well, I'm not going to be back next week.
So now,
unless you really like it.
Next time you're back.
Yeah, next time I'm back, I'll watch
Now, I have this
have
really...
You paid your
I have this kind of... I have this
yes,
vein.
Sir, the check is in the mail.
That was one of my favorite lines from the most...
There we go. I remember that one. Yeah.
I have this kind of, like, weird... I want... Every time we have a podcast, I kind of like the idea of the people listening to it get to know a little bit something. Like, not just, like, hear us talk and hear us talk about, like, you know, what's happening in our life, but I like them to feel like they walk away with a sense of, like, who we are as people. Because that's kind of, like, what's fun about this podcast.
They should know.
And what?
They should know.
No, they shouldn't, though, because, like, if they just listen to the conversations we have, they would know as much as I know about you, which is nothing.
Yep.
Because,
Wait, who?
Sam who?
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I don't know how to, what question, I know I want to end this on, like,
you said you knew how you wanted it to end, and you
well,
don't
no, I know
actually
the,
know
I know
it.
The note, I just don't know how to play it.
Classic Alec.
Yeah, it is classic
always
Alec.
Like finger over the first
well, that's something you know about Alec, is he always says he knows something. Like, he's like, oh, I want it to look like this, but he really doesn't No,
I have like a general idea. It's just like, it's just like my filmmaking process is I'll have an idea for like a scene or like.
But what you have no idea the context.
But I don't know the context or what the specifics.
So
I
what's the point?
Well, and that's why I'm bringing this up because I like that's what I use you guys for. That's why I have you guys so you can fill in those specifics for me. Like I want this to like I'm asking like how do you guys think we can end this with in a way that
thoughts actually, on gay marriage.
Let's
talk about abortion.
How do you
politics think that? Religion?
Dude, that's the theme for next week is abortion.
It is. Well, it's actually my turn. I have to think of a theme.
Abortion.
No,
abortion, dude. That's where it's at.
No. Anyway, yeah. Well, what do you guys
kill
like?
Them all?
Like Kevin, I know you just went on a big trip. Do you think there's anything you took away from being on that trip? Like anything you learned about yourself?
Yes. You learned that one dude is uncle was listening to.
Yeah. Okay, Mythic Tim is a real person, and I am related to him by.
Oh, you just reminded me. Sorry, you just reminded me of something.
Also, you remind me. You have a hot cousin you never told me about.
Oh, we mentioned at the beginning.
Dude,
full circle. There we go. Called it.
Steak for after the podcast.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. So, anyway. But hot cousin, please do not. please.
Sean's coming back on the
16th.
What
did you do with your finger?
Really?
Oh, Sean's coming back.
Sean's coming back, and I promised him we would have a Game of Thrones blowout podcast. So actually, you and I are going to save our talk for when Sean comes back. Da 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 da.
When you go on vacation, aren't you
going to
be gone?
Yeah, actually, we probably shouldn't do that because that means we won't have the talk for like 2 weeks. I just wanted a cool little like thing to swipe into.
Okay, well, it's okay, Sean. I still want your opinion weighing in about.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he's watched. He's a book reader.
Watch the show, Sean.
Anyway,
all right. So
we're wrapping it up. Lava's like wrap it up. Lava, did you hear the part where I talked to about loving you because you kind of like walked away and you're here? I love you, Lava. Anyway,
we love you.
We all do. Walk
you're
away.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, that's what happened the first time because I was like, Lava, I love you, and you've only been on two. Like, you've only been you've only watched two of our shows, and one of them was the.
But
the
damn
Halo
it, Kung
stream.
Fury, I love you.
But but God damn it, Kung Fury, you're the best partner I've ever had.
No,
because it's Kung Fury that says that you're the best damn partner I've ever had, and because it's and it because it's
yeah, yeah,
but
God damn it, Kung Fury,
you son of a bitch.
There's
a weird thing. I really love it when people lovingly say "you son of a bitch" to people. Like that's one of my favorite things. You get like in the community episode, the first paintball episode when Jeff walks up to Troy. Wait, did I say community? I meant paintball. Did I say paintball? Well, first community paintball episode when Jeff washed up to Troy and he's like, Jeff Winger, you son of a bitch. Like, I love it when they do that.
It's Predator.
Yeah,
I know, but like, it's I love that. Like, it's one of my favorites.
Dylan! Dutch!
Anyway,
son of a
so
bitch.
Yeah, no, Kevin, is there anything you feel like you took away from this? Like, anything meaningful? Like, you felt?
Yes. I think overall, I mean, I think we've all had our share of different kind of family reunions over the years, and no matter what side of the family it is, no matter what the age group is, I think as you get older, you realize a lot of things about family you never knew were there. They were always there, though.
Like, you realize this time around
like,
that your entire family are so racist. Like you hadn't noticed it, but this time around you walked in and like the
black,
flags
black, 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 black.
The flags that you always
you start seeing Confederate
flags. The flags
like,
that
I,
you
I thought they were just American.
Well no like, you're cause your family like
I thought it was a Union Jack you, but for America.
Your family was like, oh you know that's just our family pride flag. And you were like, oh yeah, you know that
and you draw it in class all the time. That's
okay,
my family.
Okay, but you guys heard all the shit about the Confederate flag and though.
I
right?
keep hearing
yeah.
about that, but
okay,
not really the story.
Okay, like after podcast, let's wrap this up.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, honestly,
we're at an hour and a half.
You really learn a lot of things the older you get, and things kind of change for you. You see things differently. You don't see that one uncle as, oh, he always did this. He always spent all this money on me. You don't come to realize he is completely broke in real life and actually is a terrible person and doesn't take care of himself. Not saying that happened to me, but you know.
Yeah.
You get
the metaphor.
Yeah. You get the idea. We're like, oh. Like that guy,
or you have a great uncle who's secretly Batman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, every time.
So you know, you and it's not like it changed.
Sean's
it didn't just happen that way when you got older. It was always like that. You just the older you get, you're like, wow, my family is
they're each their own person that has their own set of mistakes, their own set of choices, their own set of lifestyle. They see things totally differently than you do, even though you hang out with them for some reason. You know, so that I think you start to realize that the older you get, it becomes like a recipe.
I think that's just a growing up thing. I think as you grow up, you realize that everyone is just people. Yeah. Like your parents are just human beings. Like everyone has their own flaws.
It's like my favorite quote from Bill Nye,
the Science Guy.
Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Yeah,
Bill Nye.
Yeah.
He says every person you'll ever meet will know something you don't, and I totally believe that.
That's,
like
that is crazy.
He said that.
Yeah, he said that.
When? Right now.
Bitch, that's actually one of my favorite quotes like ever.
That's
because it totally makes sense.
No quote, like, Bill Nye, the Science Guy. That's so cool.
I know, right?
And that's, that's a great quote, too.
Bill Nye
because I always
said,
that. That's why I like meeting people. That's why I like talking to people.
Something intelligent.
So wait. Kurt, is there anything you like? I don't know you at all.
Kurt,
like, do you have a retarded sister or something that's been weighing head? Like, is there any, like, lesson you feel like you've learned recently? Like,
do you have a hot sister?
Do you have a sister?
Seriously.
Oh, wait, does he have a sister?
I don't have a sister. I have a brother.
I checked.
Pretty sure he's not a girl.
No, he would know.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you would know. That's why I asked Kurt, and then I looked at you. Wait, what? But
does
he?
Does he?
Okay. Because Sam's like does his research. Nope. No, but are there any like, you know, like lessons that you feel like you've learned, or like, you know, things that you've walked away with recently? Like, you know, anything?
It was easier for Kevin
because I was able to say you were on a trip. Did you learn anything on that trip? Mm-hmm. But for
Kurt,
you, like,
have you learned anything since you've been alive?
So since all you do is masturbate, have you learned any new fetishes since last week? Like, what's the news from the home front?
Oh God, yeah.
dude, let me tell you, I brought a list.
Just scroll, just goes down the.
But it's written by Kevin. It's like top 10 things Kurt's masturbated to.
see, he told me because he didn't have the power to put into a list. I'm like, all right, well, I'll see what I can do.
God. So no, but
we're terrible.
I'm trying to. Okay. I don't know. So like, I mean, I'm like going to third year in college.
A lot of hot chicks at this school.
There are hot chicks.
Yeah, don't complain about that.
I'm not complaining.
I have to see so many hot chicks in my school.
Kurt used to complain about that. That's why
You used to complain about that? I don't know. I don't know, just kind of...
To
go
walk around with an erection all day.
It's so hard.
So tiring. It's so hard. I need that blood.
Their grades are lower because all the guys, like, their blood's not going to their brains.
That's why I don't
do
well
in tests. Dude, that
makes so much sense. I'm failing every class.
Dude,
maybe
that's it.
You gotta get one of those dog cones, dude.
What is that?
No, all right, back to what we're back.
All right, Kurt. Please.
No, I don't know. Just kind of like... I don't know, just kind of like, you know, 2 years of, you know, being around people, you know, my age, very close to the college environment, you just kind of get to know. Kind of like, you always meet, kind of like what Sam's saying, you always meet new people and interesting people. Like, you think you know people, and then you meet someone new, and you're like, huh, interesting. I mean, that's
totally different.
Interesting character. Like, you know that those kind of people exist, so you're not like, oh, that's it. What's wrong with this person? Or like, that girl's like great, and it doesn't have to be like sexually, but you know, I'm just saying girl is like a pronoun, whatever. You're like, oh, she's a bitch. You'd be like, that guy is, I want to be like that guy when I grow up. You know, like, there's always people you can meet.
That girl is crunk.
Like Ryan the pirate.
Yeah.
Like, you know they exist, but when you meet them in person...
Oh, no, are legitimately, like, I don't know if Rachel, you're listening to this, but, like, Ryan was one of my favorite people I've met.
I
want to
be that girl when I grow up.
Like, that dude, like, on a legitimate level.
I want to be like her when I grow up.
Ryan the Pirate was like...
I couldn't help it.
That was fitting.
You done?
Bruce Jenner, though.
You done? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, because Kurt was saying, oh, you know, that chick's really hot. Or, oh, I want to be like that guy when I grow up. Or in Bruce Jenner's case, I want to be like that girl when I grow up.
So Ryan the Pirate, like, he was, like, a legitimately cool dude. And, like within the 4 hours or so that we hung out with him, I've decided that he's a cool guy, and I want to be able to hang out with him more often. Like,
I only want
to
hang out with him when he's a pirate.
I could hang out with him when he's not a pirate. Like,
what if he's like
the
weirdest
know.
Guy ever?
But I do. Like, I,
but he is a pirate, though.
I'm
hang out with him when he's
I'm
not
very,
a pirate.
Like,
all he does is rape people and murder them.
We have to start with rape every time.
I
we can't just jump into the stealing.
I
want to
meet
Splice
and everything, you know?
Oh, yeah, I want to meet his Splice.
You
I do
get
wanna,
to know Ryan. Yeah. Not just Ryan the pirate, but
So
Ryan the person.
Wait, Kurt, finish where you were going.
No, that was pretty much it. Like, I don't know, like, you kind of think you know a lot of people, but there's always more people you can know.
Yeah, there's always...
Yeah, and that could go with anyone, like, even, like, professors or something. You're talking to them and you have, like, a conversation, you know, the childhood.
Like, I didn't know, you know, I could meet someone that literally spends 48 hours a day masturbating, and I found you.
Yeah. 48 hours a day.
I think what Kurt is trying to say is, strangers waiting.
You know what? So, like, I kind of realized this today. We can play licensed music on this podcast. I don't know why. Because we don't make any money for this. Like, there's no law against playing music.
If we wanted to make money.
But yeah, and that, I think that's why, is like, there's always that thought in the back of my mind, if I wanted to make money off of this, like, let's say we
should just play the True Detective theme song every week.
But I guess I'll finish going around. Sam Slater, is there anything you've learned?
Nope, not once.
Okay.
Never.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep.
See, I believe that about
Kurt's
you.
Kurt's still a faggot.
No, I've learned plenty, but I mean, we gotta wrap up.
Yeah, we gotta wrap up.
Very gotta
and,
wrap
and
up.
I already talked about Hitler, so I'm kind of kicking myself off from saying anything meaningful. I'm vetoing myself.
And I will close with Hitler. Yeah,
all
right.
Anyway, thank you all for listening. I think this was
abortion.
Also, last thing I will say is, Kurt, we all really enjoy having you on. So this definitely will not be the last time we see you.
I mean, I'm never open summer, most likely.
So next time, and Lava, we always love you.
Get a license. Yeah.
Get a license.
July 30th. I'm going for my test. I don't have a license, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, so next week we'll be back with our regular structure. I'm going to be hosting.
Big Lebowski, then license.
Sean, join us on the podcast earlier so you're not showing up late.
Yeah. All right. So we'll be seeing you, Sean. You'll be a guest.
Yeah, eventually. stopping the podcast recording. And then, so bye, podcast listeners.
Goodbye. Nipples will fall off, I'm telling you.
They will.
Oh, God.
They will.